When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Jump, buck, stall, roll. As much as it felt like I was riding a bronc, the reality was I straddled the seat of a mossy green Dodge Dart Duster that had me grabbing the horn and holding on for dear life on Double E Blacktop. Okay, so Dad came up a little short at teaching me to drive a stick shift. It was no fault of his own. He couldn't risk grinding gears on his only mode of transportation to work. I sort of learned how. I just never perfected it. My dear husband tried to build on the fundamentals many years later in his new cherry red Ford pickup. He was about as patient as my pop. Together, their combined teaching made me barely capable and certainly far from confident on a manual. Since I couldn't do it perfectly, I chose to go automatic. Some things in life just don't come easy, especially perfection. We demand it from others, expect it from ourselves, and wind up perfectly disillusioned when we all fall short of the target. I tend to strive for perfection in nearly every area of my life. Now, why I shun stick shifts leaves me a little baffled. I'm sure it perplexed my perfectionistic papa as well. No doubt he's where I get my drive. He likes his world in order, everything in its place. He prints in all caps with perfectly sized letters lined up like little soldiers. He attacks every task with diligence and discipline, seeing it through to the end. Now this same commander of a man has a softer side. I saw a tear in his eye when I was crowned Miss High School Rodeo Missouri, and I saw it on the day that I got married. He's the one who scooped me up and dusted me off when a horse bucked me off or a heifer kicked me. Daddy took me fishing, helped me with long division math, and created elaborate fireworks shows on the 4th of July for our family to ooh and ah over. He worked in the city 40 hours a week and drove 2 hours round trip in rush hour traffic to get home on a Friday night, load up the horses, and drive 2 more hours to some youth rodeo. We took family vacations. He teased and he tickled and he kissed me goodnight, and he tells me on a regular basis that he loves me. I've never doubted. My dad is a great father, but he still isn't perfect. And neither am I a perfect daughter. Dad failed at teaching me to drive a stick shift. I failed at learning. But those old sins are forgiven. How do I know? Because my daddy trusted me to drive his brand new Explorer. Automatic, of course. But it was in the rain, in the city, and proof again that perfect love drives out fear. Happy Father's Day to all you dads who are a work in progress and perfectly appreciated for all you do and all you mean to all of the imperfect us. If you haven't found that perfect card yet to tell your daddy just how much he means to you, the Bread of Life book and gift is the place to head for inspiration. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.